Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, cause it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. I don't know what episode number we're on. And Roomage is still suffering from what we suspect is a broken wrist.
And a cracked skull.
It's really fucking... Oh,
you'll be glad to know it's getting better.
Okay, good. Is the pain going?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good news.
Loosening up.
He's been chatting some real shit before we started recording, so he's managed to get it together for this, and we're hoping he's sort of on the level, but
we'll see.
But are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I feel good.
Cool. It's good. My wife has just started. I'll let me introduce the guest first of all. We're joined by Jacob Anderson, aka Rally Richie.
Yeah.
Double R what? I want to say double R what? Yes, mate.
It's a double R what?
Yeah.
Today.
And I'm RM.
Okay, but this.
That was a painful silence. Yeah. It was short, but it was painful.
Is that the wrist? Is that the wrist again? Jacob, thank you so much for coming to the podcast, man.
Thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you. My wife has just started labour. I shouldn't really be here. No, she started... She's just started Tough Mother. Literally just got
right now.
She started doing.
So she's texting while she's doing that, or
she texts me to say that the babysitter's late, and so she was late to start the thing. But
good luck.
So let's just like blast through this.
No,
let's
man.
Just get through this.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
No,
how long does that take?
I don't know. She's doing the short version. It's 5 miles, 13 obstacles.
Wow.
So yeah,
she's a tough mother.
Yes.
Did you ever think that was... I didn't realise it was like mudder as in like mud. I thought it was like mother.
Right, yeah.
Tough mudder.
Well, that's what
tough
it's...
Tough mudder.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's what it's a play on, isn't it?
Okay.
Somebody said to me... You know Alan Carr did Chatty Man?
Yeah.
Is that... what is that a pun on? Chatty... Yeah,
he's a chatty man.
Right, okay.
That's a good question.
He's just a chatty man. What do you want?
No, don't worry. Jacob, you've just come from LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was LA saying? What were you doing? Something exciting that you can tell us about?
For such a bougie reason. I went to the Emmys.
Nice.
It was very LA.
Right.
It was fun. Like, I had fun.
Yeah.
Got drunk.
What do you think of LA?
I wouldn't ever be able to live there. I'm like, we were saying, it's like a very work place. It's
right.
A very like work city. If you're not working or you're not like talking about work or trying to get work, then
yeah. You
kind of like sit in this weird place. And I'm just not good at parties. I'm not like a party guy. It's all about parties.
Yeah.
I had no more parties in LA. It was like, I played it just to like for comfort. But we saw Dave Chappelle and Lauryn Hill.
Right.
Which was a very interesting show.
So what is that?
Dave Chappelle comes on first and he does a set. Yeah. It's like a short set. It's kind of like a truncated set.
And is it stuff that you'd heard before? Is it all new?
It's all about Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. He's got such an amazing Fuji's 20.
Yeah.
It's like,
still doing it.
Yeah.
Thing is, Lauryn Hill was like just as funny, but maybe not for the right reason. In fact, I shouldn't talk shit about Lauryn Hill in a public forum because this will come back to haunt me. She's a legend.
Yeah.
She's a legend, but I don't know. I love Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
And it was like the Miseducation anniversary tour.
Yeah.
And she likes to go off melody, like it's her own. It's her choice.
We've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah,
where she
so
just
you
does some
you
like
have to be diplomatic.
Yeah, it's just some fucked up remix of like.
But I've seen her being really good.
Yeah,
like. I went with my friend who was with me the last time I saw her. Yeah. That was the last time he saw her as well. She was amazing. She did like most of Miss Education. She did it with. She did the songs as they are. And yeah, this is like close to that. This show.
Yeah. I'm doing that thing where you stay quiet in the hope that the guest will.
Spells.
Yeah.
That's, you read me very well as well. I am the kind of person that will just keep talking and get myself
try
in trouble.
For a bit.
Yeah. Let's just both just say nothing. See what you come out with. So you're at the Emmys. One of our friends won an Emmy.
Oh yeah, you're Ben Green. Your guy.
For Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah.
Won an Emmy. But I don't think you'd be at the one that you're at. They do like three.
Because there's like 200
I think
awards.
I might have met him.
Really?
Maybe.
No, he would have told me about that.
Does he work at Full Well 73?
He worked with Full Well on Carpool Karaoke.
I met him.
Did you?
Quite an annoying guy.
Yeah?
No, what did you say? Quite an annoying guy.
I've got a pretend rivalry with him.
So basically when Rupert isn't on the podcast, Ben comes on the podcast.
Right.
And Rupert's got beef with him.
I never listened to those ones.
Rupert's got no fucking clue what happens on this podcast when he's not on it.
Did you see at the Emmys that guy? Was that the one you were at? The guy proposed to his girlfriend. Was that hell in the room? It looked like a hell. Or was it joyous?
So after it, because our show won, so you have to like, you got to go and do like a press thing afterwards.
Right.
And like, we're walking down the thing. And I always forget, like, American sense of you, like, they don't, sarcasm's not really in there, like, especially like press media kind of thing. Yeah. And I just said, I was like, I kind of was hoping that she'd say no. And the look on the interviewer's face was just like, you're a bad person. And I did. I kind of hoped that she said no. It would be interesting.
It's funny like that because we did a show for Showtime in America, and I had to do the promo for it. And one of the interviews, they said to me, "Used to be a teacher," and they said, "How's it like? You know, you're doing comedy and like you know with the kids. You know, with the kid. What are the kids like that used to come and you used to teach and stuff? Do they come and talk to you?" And I said, "Well, you know." I said, the truth is I don't care about any of those kids. That's why I got out of teaching, or, you know, and like, they weren't nice to me then. Why would I want to talk to them now? Or something. Like, it was something along those lines, right? It was a pre-recorded interview. Then, like, everybody was like, I thought it was, like, you know, just a funny thing to say. And then at the end, she said, do you want that to still be in? Because I've got to be honest, I don't think it's going to play that well. So I was like, okay, well, they just take it. It's like you said, they just take it at face value, man. Yeah. It's mad.
But also, I just thought, like, the irony of that thing was not even an irony, but I was just like, he won the Emmy for the Oscars.
Yeah, be
the
happy
Oscars
with that.
Won. Remember, yeah. No, the Oscars won an Emmy. And I was like, if she'd have said no, maybe the Emmys would have won an Emmy for like, for that moment.
For that moment, yeah.
Next Emmys.
Yeah.
And then he can propose next time again.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No.
She says yes, and that's like the big triumphant.
Yeah, that's a big, it's a big, it'd have been great.
Everyone loves an underdog story.
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah, I hope it all goes well. Statistically, it's unlikely.
Okay. This is the most like un-hip hop conversation ever. We're like, yeah, the Emmys and the BAFTAs.
Yeah, fuck the Emmys, man.
Now it's hip hop.
So listen, Jacob, you are an annoying person in terms of, you're like a polymath who's like good at loads of shit, right?
I try. I hope I'm good at stuff rather than just does lots of stuff.
Well, we were talking about, before you came,
how
much we love Time in a Tree.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you.
That tune and the video, sick, mate.
What they say, I get wound up from the ground up and I don't know why. Turn the sound up, drown the noise out, swallow up. Don't cry. Got an anxious heart and it's stalemate. Can't take paper or heartbreak. Did Billy Joel have self-esteem? Maybe Vienna wouldn't wait for me.
I just want time in a tree.
It's really good. But what's annoying about you is that would be irritating if that was the only thing you did.
Mm.
But you're also a hugely successful actor. What
what can't you do?
Yeah. That wasn't what I was going to ask, but I like it.
I can't juggle. I can't do anything that like requires like really good dexterity.
Right, okay.
I'm really bad at like multitasking.
Yeah.
Stupidly. Weirdly. I just like to make shit. Like, that's when I was a kid, I was into lots of stuff. Like, I really love films.
Yeah.
And I really love music. But like, to the point where like, I gave up like a social life for music and to watch films. And that's like, so I kind of was like, well, I kind of have to do something to do with that. But then music's like, they do different things. Like, music is like my way of like getting into my head and then like getting all of the bad stuff out.
Right.
And then acting is like, I'm just pretending to be someone else. Yeah. So I don't have to think about myself for a little bit. Although I'm not like, I say that, but I'm not like Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't need to like live it.
You're not hanging around like the Game of Thrones sets or anything beforehand, like properly getting into the
just slicing
zone.
People up.
Yeah. So do they give you equal satisfaction then, do you think?
Yeah, no, not equal, I don't think. I think they're like, they serve different purposes, but music is probably the most satisfying thing, because it's like, it's literally like making my thoughts into, turning them into something positive. Turning like negative thoughts into something positive. Not that like everything I've ever written is like really negative.
Yeah.
But it kind of is.
And do you listen to your own shit?
I listen to it like intensely while we're like mastering and mixing and stuff.
You just have
to listen to it again and again and again. And then I kind of just more or less leave it alone until I'm touring. And then I've got to listen back to stuff to make sure I remember the words.
Yeah. And when you listen back to it, do you enjoy it?
No, I can always pick like 10 things out of the song that I'm like,
so
I wish I did that.
Fucking irritating, isn't it?
I kind of like love something until I put it out, and then I can find a million reasons why it's not good enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you bringing out a new album then?
I am. I've got to finish it. I haven't finished it yet.
So when are we talking?
Next year. Something.
Really? Like, yeah.
Early next year, I think. Yeah.
And what's it called? Do you know?
I've got like, I had ideas. At one point, I wanted to call it Swans.
Right.
Which was going to be, it was Smiley Warriors Are Never Sad. It's just going to be me grinning and, I mean, it's not interesting to say what it would have been. But then Blood Orange has got his album, Negro Swan. And I was like, I can't do the Swans thing anymore.
Would you have a bird motif?
I mean, I did like the idea of like how beautiful a swan is.
Yes. Yeah.
And then underneath, it's just like, ah! His legs are just like, ah!
Yeah.
That's not good, like, it's audio.
Ducks do that as well.
What?
Could be a duck thing.
Should I call it ducks?
Ducks don't quite have the elegance above the water, do they? That's the difference in a swan and a duck.
Yeah, ducks do look like...
They look like there's a lot going on underneath there.
Yeah.
Why am I still talking?
What are the other options?
I don't really have any yet. I feel like it will come when the album's done.
I did an Edinburgh show called Ron Wasn't Built in a Day, right?
Do you regret that?
Great.
I don't regret the show. I do regret the title, yeah, if you want me to be honest. I do regret the title.
I think that's a great title.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, mate.
But, by the way, Chick Ross.
Yes!
Chick Ross.
Oh, there you go.
I know. It makes such sense, doesn't it? Why the fuck didn't we think of that, man?
It's under pressure.
I was so annoyed.
What did you come up
with? Chick Ross!
You came up with Chicken Too, didn't you?
No, Rick and Chips, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken too.
Yeah, it was chicken too.
Sorry.
When I was doing a photo shoot for Ron Wasn't Built in a Day, the photographer, Andy Hollingworth, big up yourself, he said to me, oh, I know some people that are in a Roman... They Roman. Do like...
Oh, like
battle, recreate battles.
Yeah. Right. So two of them turned up.
Mm.
And so that poster is me in front of two Roman dudes. Sean Walsh hated the poster, and he said to me when he's in Edinburgh, every time he's feeling down about how his show was going, he would walk past one of my posters and go, at least I'm not Romy.
Got nominated though, didn't
it? It did get nominated, yeah. It didn't deserve to, but it did get nominated.
Here's a little bit that you like to call. How did you get into hip hop?
So, how did you get into hip hop, Jacob?
I probably got into hip-hop the same way most I think most people my age did.
Which soundtrack to porn?
No.
Okay.
It was Will Smith.
Will Smith?
Will Smith was like my introduction to hip hop.
Which, what about Will Smith? No, what about was it his hair? Was it his hair? But what I mean is, you talk about Fresh Prince or his actual music?
No, not Fresh Prince.
Right.
Big Willie Style was like a huge moment for me.
Yeah.
That was like the first album that I like coveted as a
child. What's on Big Willie Style? What the...
Miami's on it. Yeah. Getting Jiggy With It.
Yeah.
All the other classics.
Getting Jiggy With It was the song for a long time that if you're at a party where they didn't have hip hop,
yeah,
and you said, would you mind putting on a bit of hip hop? Yeah. It would always be Getting Jiggy With It. Glancing a kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it for the look. I don't light it. Little way to ammo on the hands, stay on play. Give it up, Jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it. That was like the Come On Eileen of of hip hop at those type of parties. You know what I mean? And then you'd have to really go for it and go, right, I'll wait an hour and hopefully they'll put it on again. Are you still a Will Smith fan?
As a personality, I am.
Those records are good for what they are. They're great, right?
But they were like written by good, like amazing rappers.
Yeah.
I can't think which ones they were. I always confuse. Like Nas wrote Getting Jiggy With It.
Yeah.
But I always get Will Smith confused with the Space Jam.
He didn't write the rap, he just wrote the na 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 na. That was
na 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 Nas. He was just saying his name lots of times. That was what that was. And then they chopped it up, sampled it.
Mate, that was fucking inspired.
Oh man. Yeah, I always get Will Smith confused with like Bugs Bunny, because I remember that Space Jam was like, there's songs on that album that were like, it's like Jay-Z wrote, I'm pretty sure Jay-Z and Nas wrote on that album together. I think Jay-Z wrote a Bugs Bunny rhyme.
Is that right?
Yeah, because that album was also an early like hip hop.
Yeah, the Monstars, Busta, LL Cool J, Be Real.
Yeah.
And I can't remember, but that's a banger, mate.
Did Shaq do a tune on that as well? Shaquille O'Neal.
Did he? Mm-hmm. I know that Shaq obviously had his own thing going on, but he did that tune with the Fooshnickers. Do you remember the Fooshnickers?
Yeah.
No.
Fooshnickers, mate. Fooshnickers. Fucking hell.
Did you like the
Fooshnickers? I did. I know it sounds terrible. They did Ring the Alarm. What's up, Doc? True Fooshnick.
Yeah.
Chip
Fooshnick. What is a Fooshnick?
What
is it?
I don't know. It's like, is there anybody claiming to be a Fooshnick that isn't? Are there fake Fooshnicks?
Did you both fall off your mobile? What's happening here? Your sister's
they were
not
quite
the
big.
Same.
They were big. They were like they were down big, with man. The leaders of the new school.
But listen, Chip Foo from the Fooshnickers, that guy's flow is insane. In fact, let's drop it right now. His verse from it. What's up, Doc? I thought I saw a booty tap. I did the Humpty Dumpty Bash with Grumpy, picking a Bisco Disco Kick. Come on, stop, pick it up, like Pinocchio. Middle of the underground, Humpty Dumpty, camera, hump nose. To play, don't see, don't suffer, suck attached. My mistletoe dance, no widers. After the seven doors, with stars, and after the lucky charms. So leaping leprechauns, the gallon, pushing my pedal to the metal. Working around for the cocoa bosses, and I love my booty pebbles. So how need my partner? I stop. Mate, you got to check out Chip Foo. It's crazy. And then when Shaq did a tune with him, he's called Shaq Foo.
but I had the game.
Yeah, Shaq through the food. Game. Fucking amazing, right?
That was a great game.
Yeah.
But that I think that's actually like a big place that like... Because my cousin used to have all the soundtracks like on tape. So there was like Space Jam. There was Men in Black. What else? And then there was... But then there was like films that I didn't know about, but I knew the soundtracks.
Like what?
Like Belly.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the ones that cut off my head. I used to think my cousin convinced me that he was in Criss Cross. He said he was one of Criss Cross. And I don't know if you remember, like, on the cover of the tape, they were facing away.
They're facing away, but their jeans are facing towards the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would tell people at school my cousin was in Criss Cross.
It's a good lie.
It's horrible. It's a horrible lie.
One of them's dead now.
Why would you throw that in?
Yeah,
because it's not his cousin.
No, yeah, that's true. For some reason, I thought you'd be really upset by it. Somebody that you pretended was your cousin. Will Smith, there's one tune, the song where he goes, "Do me a favour, write one verse without a curse." Do you know what the song? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean.
It was directed at Eminem, I think. Yeah, I think so. Because Eminem said,
he's not responded yet.
What an amazing
Eminem beef. And Eminem and Will Smith had a bit of beef for a bit.
But did Will start it? With that?
I can't remember. I know that Eminem something. He came back and like did a line with like 100 fucking fucks in it or something. Just to sort of.
I've definitely heard Eminem talking about Will Smith.
Yeah.
In a derogatory manner.
Yeah. I think he's mainly angry about Wild Wild West.
It's a great song. It was a great. This is like, it's really disappointing being like a 90s kid now, because you start to realize how shit your favorite films were.
So, was Wild Wild West one of your favorite films?
I loved it. I was like, Will Smith is a cowboy.
Yeah, I do. Listen, I totally understand where you're coming from.
It's all it needed to be.
Yeah.
Was there a big like robot thing?
The robot spider. The robot spider. He had like this steampunk wheelchair, didn't he? And then
Kenneth Branagh.
Is he a baddie? Yeah. All of the dialogue between Will Smith and Kenneth Branagh is racist and anti-disabled. I mean, it's fucking insane, mate.
Yeah. In a really, really overt way.
Yeah.
But in a way that they're trying to be like, no, we're addressing this.
Yeah.
Be like, no, this language as well is not from that time. What are you doing? It's just so uncomfortable.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
So yeah, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith was like my first official introduction. And then like when I was about 11, 12, I used to go and stay with like my mum's friends' kids. And the oldest son was a DJ,
right?
But yeah, he like became like my mentor, because I was like, oh yeah, DJing, but I like, I love music.
Yeah.
And he kind of introduced me to like Dilla and Madlib and like weird stuff, like Ruckus was opened up, all that kind of stuff. There's a place called Rooted Records in Bristol that I used to go.
Are you from Bristol?
I am, yeah.
Bristol's
hip-hop with my strong Bristol accent?
Bristol's hip-hop scene is great, right?
Yeah, there was definitely like a scene.
Yeah. So go on, Karen, sorry.
Yeah, so I just got into like backpack hip-hop, but at school people would just tell me it was white hip-hop. Even though it wasn't white people making it.
Yeah.
But like,
it's weird, isn't it? That raucous, because raucous.
Yeah.
If you're into raucous records.
Yeah, I love raucous.
That's sort of, there's a nerdy element to that.
Yeah.
Which really appealed to me.
Yeah, same.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It appealed to me because what was great about being into raucous records and being into that whole independent scene was that somebody could say to you, I'm into hip hop, and you'd go, so am I, and then you could name a load of artists that they didn't have a fucking clue about, and you'd feel better than them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's part of the reason I became vegan. Do you know what I mean? Like, so like,
so you could name loads of vegetables.
So I could just go, oh, you eat dairy. Oh, right, you're morally corrupt. Do you know what I mean? That's the main reason. So like,
I mean, that's part of why people hated, like, anyone that was into like raucous or Stone's Throat, you're like, oh, you're a smug hip hop.
Yeah, and also, but the other thing about that kind of thing, so I love all of that, but I would concede that you couldn't drop any of those tunes in a club, so really. Do you know what I mean? If it was an underground hip hop night.
Mm.
But what I mean is like hip hop. You'd be at a regular night, and somebody would drop a mainstream hip hop tune, and nobody would bat an eyelid.
Mm.
If you fucking suddenly put on Sir Menelik, do you know what I mean? Like in the middle of like,
straight to the bar.
Like people just be like, "What the fuck is this, man?" Do you know what I mean? Like I can't groove to this.
But that was like, that's what I wanted to do when I for that small window of time. It's like maybe a year, 2 years that I wanted to be a DJ. I always like get those. I get like raucous records, but then I'd go to HMV as well, and I'd get like in the club or like I don't know, Nick Cannon and R. Kelly. Do you remember that song?
No.
I was going through my records recently. Yeah. My mum like cleared out her attic, and I went through my records. I put it on Instagram. It was like R. Kelly and Nick Cannon, Gigolo, and Murder Inc. Down
Murder Inc. Yes. Murder Inc.
It's a very specific time in. Because you'd have to get like bangers. It was that. Mm. It was that exact thought. It was like, right, I have to make sure I've got like Lean Back in there.
Yeah.
But then there's also, I want to put like Skills in there as well.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, it's got to be some like Talib Kweli or Mos Def. Like, and obviously they were like kind of more in the mainstream end of that spectrum. But like, I was trying to bridge that gap.
So you were trying to bring the two camps together?
Yeah. Obviously Unify. Never played out because I was 12. But
that's a funny mission for a 12-year-old.
I was a weird kid. I was like,
I'm gonna do
like this. I said, I was like, I didn't have a social life. I was like, I'm just gonna dedicate my life to like finding music.
It's not too late.
That was
yeah, you could still do it.
What, but DJ or have friends?
For friends, you'll be on that now, man. You are too famous now to make real friends. It's over for you. If they're not in your circle now.
Yeah.
You're done, mate.
Can't be trusted.
You absolutely can't be trusted. Fuck that. But you mentioned R. Kelly. Have you heard his, what's it called? I Admit It.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck him. I want to say that publicly.
Yeah.
Fuck R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Fuck Ignition. They played it the other night. I was at a party.
How are his records still getting played?
I have no idea.
I just don't fucking understand this. How is that guy? I don't understand what's happening. Is it just we just wait long enough and then we can start listening to 12 play again? I don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's what happens though, isn't it? It's like we knew that there was something weird about him.
Yeah.
Like Aaliyah, like that whole thing was weird. Like he didn't write Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
that's
and apparently they had to change this. The original version was like, you know, consent is sort of a muddy area. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the lyrics are just completely fucked up. And then they change it. They're like you're too on the nose there, mate. You're going to have to switch it up and, like, disguise it a bit. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking messed up. And then when I Admit It or whatever, or I've in my basement or whatever the fuck it's called, it, like, came out, the first thing was, it's a 19-minute song, right? Let's drop it now. In
that's
full.
Not a song, is it?
No, yeah. Don't play it. Don't,
I'm joking.
Don't give
it
the time.
The full 19
listen, I didn't.
And then we just come on.
You know what? No, but you know what? Let me just say, before we drop it, it's a lot to take in, so I think we should just put it twice.
Yeah.
So that people can fully.
What do you mean?
I admit I done made some mistakes, and I have some imperfections.
Listen, mate, we're not paying for any of this stuff.
All right, good.
No, but the so somebody texts me going, fucking hell, R. Kelly's, like, come out with, like, everything.
Mm.
I was like, listen to it. He opens with the stuff about him not being able to read properly. I'm like, dude, there's...
At last.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, no. So I remember him stumbling over the auto cue. This, finally, he's fucking getting down to the nitty-gritty. Fuck, man. Fuck that guy, yeah? Rupert? Yeah. I've noticed you've been pretty quiet about it.
You have been very quiet.
Fuck that guy.
What guy?
Help? Fuck yeah. Kelly.
Yeah, go on.
Fuck R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that sound convincing?
That's like group think. That's like the opposite of critical thinking, isn't it? Yeah. We're like, go on, cancel him.
Yeah.
Go on,
yeah,
say it. Say it.
Yeah. Feels like you think this is a nuanced situation. Now, fuck that.
Hey, man, what's your favourite hip-hop album?
What would you say is your favourite hip-hop album of all time, do you think?
My favourite hip-hop... this is a hard one because my favourite hip-hop album is my favourite album of all time. Oh. So I was like, should I separate out the things? But nah. I my favourite hip-hop album is College Dropout.
Really?
Yes.
We've not had that on here.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what the Midwest is, young and restless, restless. Nigga. Might snatch your necklace, and next D might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, and leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases.
I'm a Kanye apologist. Right. Look at, like, I, you know, I'm proud of that. But cause my other one would be like late registration.
So College Dropout.
College Dropout, yeah.
Better than everything else that he's done since, right? In your opinion?
No, I think it just has like more of a personal significance and more of a, I think what that album was to me at the time is like it has to be my favorite thing. Whenever I listen to it, it brings back kind of all of the best memories of my, not childhood, because I was like, I think I was 14 when it came out, but like that part of my life. Because like I said, I was a Dilla fan. I listened to Dilla and I listened to like hip hop that nobody really cared about. I used to read Scratch magazine. Do you remember Scratch magazine? Because like, I was a proper producer. I liked producers more than I liked rappers. If a beat was good, I didn't really care that much.
But now you blame them for all of your failings.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The irony of it.
It's just because I never became like a super producer.
Right,
it's envy. But yeah, so I'd like been following him. And then College Dropout came out. I moved schools at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
And the first friend I made was through Kanye West. And basically, Kanye West has sort of been the reason that I've made all of my friends, like, right, as I've gone on in life. But yeah, so
what happened? Album, hold on. So was it just like a common interest in Kanye that you made your...
In that album specifically.
Right.
I feel like College Dropout is like the most beautiful marriage of like... of Raucous and Def Jam.
Yeah.
It's like, it has that, I mean, literally, but also like, he was able to bring together all these elements and then make it work.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the key. This is like, this is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Is like, that cross section. Because I loved, like, I bought Joe Budden's first album.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was into like mainstream hip hop. I liked Ja Rule. I'll put my hands up.
I like Ja Rule as well. Yeah. Although when he first did the live performance with J-Lo, I don't know if you remember at the awards.
No.
And it became hugely clear that his voice live is fucking mental.
And can't go without you. He's definitely better.
And away you are.
Ooh, baby!
Yeah, I like Ja Rule as well, yeah.
Combination as well, him and J-Lo.
Yeah.
J-Lo live.
Yeah.
If that's ever happened.
Yeah.
That was a bit shady. Sorry. He just, like, perfectly crossed that over. Like, you know, you have Ludacris, Jay-Z, Talib Kweli, Mos Def.
Yeah.
All on the same album. Like, and it was just, And the production was just like spot on.
Yeah.
All the way through. And it's like, I'm someone that like listens to albums all the way through. And that like, makes me weird nowadays. But like,
well, we seem to be moving away from album culture now, right?
Yeah.
College Dropout.
I'm getting on that.
Yeah. College Dropout is incredible.
Yeah.
So it is incredible. And for all of the things that you said. And it's weird because like College Dropout and Late Registration, I think those are the two Kanye albums where I think he's done great records since, but those are the two albums where I've never had a reaction to any of his records like I did to those first two. Because like College Dropout is exactly what you're talking about. You're just like, fucking up, this is hip hop that I think is brilliant and like has all of that underground aesthetic, or, you know, or whatever. But also, you put on in the car and people like, you know, it doesn't feel like, it just was like, you think this is going to blow up. Stuff that's like what I love is like blowing, do you know what I mean? It's amazing. And Late Registration, what was so great about Late Registration was he was, those were proper songs, do you know what I mean? Like there was like, there'd be like, I think it's like We Major with the one with Nas where like, it just, it's the production and the,
it's luscious.
It's just unbelievable.
You motherfuckers better do your job and roll up and watch how we roll up and I can't control it, can't hold it, it's so nuts. I take a sip of that yak, I wanna fuck. I take a hit of that chronic, it got me stuck. But really what's amazing is how I keep blazing. Towel under the door, I'm smoking to the days and puff, puff, and pass, don't fuck up rotation. Hypnotic for Henny, that nigga, that's a chaser.
Turn. He's done stuff since, so I thought this is great, this is great, this is great, but never have I think it's having your mind blown by a record. Do you know what I mean? Like College Dropout and Late Registration, yeah. So I totally get that. The one thing I'd say about College Dropout is, I get it, man, you dropped out. Doesn't mean you have to shit on education. You know, there's a lot of people that go to university and it gives them a lot of opportunities. You have to make everyone feel like fucking shit about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that running theme where, like, I mean, I get it, he dropped out.
Yeah.
It's cool and it's not for everyone.
It's a teacher in you, is it?
Yeah. Education is not for everyone. I understand that. But just...
But see, I was the not everyone.
Right.
That, well, that was a weird way of framing that.
No, like, it's great. You framed
like,
it.
I was the... I like.
It could be the name.
That's
for your
why
album.
It meant... I think it's like Spaceship. I was...
That was good.
It's like Spaceship. I was cleaning, like I was sweeping up hair in a hairdresser's so I could like buy records and I could buy like music. So, and I hated it. So I listened to a song like Spaceship and I'm like, oh shit, this is like hip hop, but he's talking about working in a shop.
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't academic at all. I hated school. Yeah. So like to hear somebody be, and also there's something very like, especially when you look at like that whole kind of raucous thing, it's very like, what's the word? It's like, verbose, like it's very, very wordy and very, and like I didn't always get it. And, and like, there was just something really accessible about him, but not dumbed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was, I remember thinking, Jesus, special. I thought Jesus Walks was an incredible song. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
the way that he talked about faith and, like, and you know, in such a, like you said, it was like an eloquent way. Do you know what I mean? It was like to sort of put up the materialism of hip-hop culture against his faith and like how that is a contradiction. He did it in such a great way and it didn't feel like you're being hit over the head with it either. Do you know what I mean? So obviously an intelligent dude. Do you know what I mean? Like it was despite dropping out from college.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you know,
so it has its plus size.
It does have its plus size, I guess. Yeah.
But also it kind of
what's your argument there?
I don't know. I've really painted myself into a corner.
But it's weird now in context when you're like, he allegedly didn't write a lot of that album.
What?
What?
I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know if it was Rhymefest or GLC who wrote.
Oh, actually, I didn't. I have heard this.
Yeah. Like, I think he doesn't write a lot.
Yeah.
And he definitely doesn't now, but like, well, he might have written quite a lot of Ye.
Oh, he wrote. Listen, that's all on him.
He wrote all of it.
But, that's all on him.
Yeah. But I think that's something, like, I can, again, admittedly, I'm a bit of an apologist for him, so I can always sort of justify most of what he says or does. But, like, I think he's one of the great hip-hop curators.
Right.
And that's, like, something that was really, like, clear in College Dropout, that thing of, like, I'm going to put Talib Kweli on a song with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't think he did. But, you know, like, he can do that. successfully.
Yeah.
And he does that to this day. Like, he's never the same. I think him and David Bowie are very, like, similar artists.
Yeah. That,
like, they constantly evolve and they're very good at, like, putting the right people together to make this thing.
Do you think that Paul Wall can still get hold of Kanye when he wants to?
No. I feel like I could get hold of Paul Wall if I wanted to, but that's not really the way around it.
I thought it was a great feature.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's mad. Cool. Good choice. Good choice. I can't believe nobody's come up with that before. Is that definitely...
I'm surprised. But maybe it's because it's not like... I feel like it's not a very purist album.
Also, the other thing I would say is I think people are so fucked off with Kanye now that they've sort of forgotten...
Blanked out.
...that he was ever good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, there's so many people I know. I don't know if you... There are people that, like, mates of yours that have just gone, I'll never listen to anything that man does ever again because of what he said and shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
But everyone's still playing Ignition in the club.
Right?
So... This is the thing that I found kind of
so
weird
about. So
does
that mean that Trump is worse than paedophilia?
No, I think Kanye is seen as worse than paedophilia. I don't even think it's like Trump necessarily. I think it's like, people have hated Kanye since the beginning. He says some stupid shit. So he says like inappropriate stuff a lot of the time.
Do you think it's racism? Because there's been a number of articles that have said that rock stars and like white musicians have for years and years and years said fucking batshit stuff, right? And that gets celebrated as eccentric, man. They're musicians. That's like part of the genius that they eat their own shit or whatever, right? So, but Kanye doesn't get a pass for that. Do you think
he does his own shit? allegedly.
Yeah.
To some extent. But I think it's also just like I can't stand behind most of the stuff he says.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, I think, like, he's a bit of a disruptor. And I think if he was a white rock star, then he wouldn't be getting the kind of negative attention that he gets. Because he's continually had to prove himself again and again and again. And he will again. Like, And also, he's not very well. I like the fact that he's open about it, but I think that's also something that's not comfortable for people to accept.
Well, he is open about it, but he is open about it, and it is. I think if somebody is open about the types of things that Kanye is going through, then it's always good because mental health issues and stuff like that are things that aren't talked about enough. So it's a very positive thing. What I would say, though, that goes along with that, is that he's got people around him that need to help him out a bit more. Because he's coming out with stuff that is not just career damaging, but, you know, the general perception of him...
It's irresponsible.
Yeah, it is irresponsible. And so you just sort of think he should have people around him that are just sort of going, mate, you've got to... You need to second... You need to think about this. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Not people like me that's like... Yeah, it's okay. Like, yeah, I know what you meant. but he talks shit in his music as well. Like, there's lots of stuff I can't like. That new song that he's got with Lil Pump.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I hate that. It's horrible. It's just a gross song. It's
what
just like
the
everything wrong. Everything that's wrong with misogyny in hip hop is that.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It is sad. Like, I do. It is sad to see this. And like, because also I got asked to be on Mastermind recently, and I was going to pick Kanye as my specialist subject. And then I decided not to do it because I was like, I don't know what he's going to say between now and the time it airs.
What are you listening to at the moment?
No Name.
Yeah, the new album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, right?
It's beautiful. I love the first album. But this one is it's really different. It's kind of does that thing. Oh, I can't believe I'm just bringing Kanye into this again. But it kind of does the thing that Late Registration did, where it's like it expands on the thing that came before it, but gives it more like it feels more like there's more depth in it. And there's more. Yeah, I really like that. I've listened to that a lot recently, and I just like her, how conversational she is. And
which just very much feels like she's doing her own thing and is not at the mercy of whatever the trends are or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I'd love to see how her live shows work.
Yeah,
because she's so like laid back, but I feel like she's maybe somebody that would be aware of that, you know. Denzel Curry.
Mate.
That album. Taboo.
Fuck.
Yeah. Hell.
Pocket through big day sumo. Pull a nigga card like Uno. Flip a nigga shit like Judo. You and niggas act too kudo. You and her no chance, you go. Pocket through big day sumo. 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 Pull a nigga card like Uno. Flip a nigga shit like Judo. You and niggas act too kudo. You and her no chance, you go.
So you're the first person that's like that I've spoken to that's into that album as well.
Christ. I was listening to it on the way here. Like, dude, I can't get over how... I fucking love it, man.
So good. Also, I feel... So a friend of mine said this the other day. He was like, Taboo is like, if you're into trap, but yeah. you want to hear words.
Yeah, mate. So
Denzel
like,
Curry.
Yeah. So, like, I'd read some review of it and I thought, oh, maybe I like this. And then I put it on and initially I was like, this is the type of hip hop I don't like.
Right.
And then I carried into it and I was like, fuck man, it's got all of the stuff about trap that you like sonically. Because, like, you know, when you listen to trap, you go, the production on this is great. You know, it is good, but it's just, I don't want to hear any of it. You know, I don't want to hear what the rapping or whatever, the lyrics, whatever, is not for me.
Yeah.
Denzel Curry has got it all, man. He's like the full package. It's fucking great, man.
And he's really good.
I think that and Pusha T are probably the two albums that, like, this year I just can't get enough of, man. Yeah. It's just that Denzel Curry album. Oh my god,
it's so good.
I fucking
nobody ever knows what I'm talking about when I say his name though, and then I have to be like, he's the guy that did that. I am the one. And then know what I'm talking about. But
honestly, yeah. if you haven't listened to that Denzel Curry album. Man, you got to listen to it. It's so good. I cannot recommend it highly.
It's really
enough,
good.
Man. I'm so glad.
Really,
you
really
it up.
Good.
It's so good.
And it is one of those ones that, like, you could just put it on at any time and it, like, will enhance.
Yeah, it'll make your day and life better. There you go.
Have you seen? Do you know Joyner Lucas as well?
Yeah. I loved.
I think he's great.
Yeah. Although, do you know what? I posted up about his last album, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, the video that went viral is I'm Not Racist, like everybody was... Do you know the first time I thought I'm Not Racist? I just thought, this fucking white dude is so out of line, man. Like, he can spit, but what the fuck?
I think that's what makes it so good. That's like what's so effective about that video.
And then somebody said to me, I posted on Instagram, I just said, this album's great. I love Joyner Lucas. I think he's one of the best at the moment, like, in the world. Like, I think he's so good.
I think he's exciting.
Yeah, he's really exciting.
Yeah.
And then somebody said he's kind of corny. That's no way that I would have thought to join a Luke. I just wouldn't put that.
Okay, I have a theory about this.
Go on.
Why people think he's corny? I think this has started to happen. It's like, because he's not like a Zans guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's not a Zans guy. He's not like a massive like money guy or like car guy. Like, he kind of talks about his life.
Yeah.
I think that's why people think he's corny. Because I think like in mainstream hip hop, you're kind of used to like the singles being like the cars stuff like the money stuff. And then there's like that one song that they released that's like about their daughter or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's like
the
second single and it has like a singer from like an indie singer on it or whatever. But because Joyner Lucas kind of like, I feel like he brings that energy into his music where it's like, I'm going to talk about like the inside of my head, and my family.
Well,
shit
he's sort of super
and it's
vulnerable.
Dark as well.
Yeah, it's dark, and also like on his last album, he's got all of these voicemails from different people for his life, and it makes him look so fucking bad as a person. Do you know what I mean? Like, and not in a cool gangster fucked up in a you're a fucking arsehole, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so. He's just so open, do you know what I mean? Like, it's mad.
But I think people do think of, like, vulnerability as corny.
Yeah. So whoever that was, fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Absolute prick.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
Right, Jacob. Thank you so much. Rumo, what do you reckon? Best guest you've ever had?
Right out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say it too.
Say it.
What have you got coming up that you want us to check out?
Oh, I'm so bad at plugging stuff. Oh, I've got a tour.
Right, so you're doing America and the UK, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
In November, I'm playing in Nottingham, sold out. I'm playing London, Shepherd's Bush, Bristol, Manchester, Birmingham, and I'm going to forget like the one place, then everyone that lives in that place is going to think,
guess you don't give a shit about this show. Okay, nice.
Anyway,
one.
I'm playing in places. You can find it. You can find it on the internet.
Yeah,
you got. I've got a song and a video.
Yes,
Time in a Tree.
Check it out.
It's great.
It's wicked.
Thank you.
Right, thank you very much, Jacob. Thanks for coming on, man. You got to come back on. Love you, Tav. You see you later. Bye bye.